me, you also signed on this paper.
Yeah.
Rashi says he also made the same mistake. The Savri thought Linsunudnei Asi is only coming to test us to see if we really listened to him. And therefore they signed on this Maisa. So Yehu Tzadik Rab Heve. Yehu was a big tzadik. That's Tamat Tzadik, a big tzadik. Shem the Pasuk says, Yehim Rashem O Yehu Yan Asher Heti Voice Solasas Ayosha Vienai. You did well, you did the Yosha in the right way in my eyes. Chol Hashem Levavi. Everything that was in my heart, Asisa. Lebeis Achav, Bnei Reviim, Yeshiv Lucha Kisa Yisrael. Because of that, Bnei Reviim, your fourth generation, they'll come back to be on the Kisa, they'll be the throne of Yisrael. Of Siv, it says, V'yeyu loy shom al alechaz teres Hashem lakei Yisrael, but Yehu did not watch himself to go the ways of Hashem, v'chol levavai. What does that mean? Loy sar me'al chatas Yeravim. But he did not go away, he did not turn away from Yeravim. This one chet he also had. He did not turn away from Yeravim. Asher hechti es Yisrael, that he was machti, made Klai Yisrael worship Avodah Zarah. Yeah. So you see, even Yehu also made this mistake. And why did he make the mistake? Because all these Hashemah people signed the letter, signed the constitution saying, whatever Yeravim says, we agree with. So he also thought, Mistami, he had a right, he was doing the right thing. My Gormalei, what caused him to do this? Omer Abaya, bris krusalus fasayim. When a person says something, it's a bris krusim, is whatever you say, the words, the curse, whatever you say, sometimes becomes true. There's a bris krusim, a special bris, words have a power. Just like we know there's a power of an ayin hara, person could look dead at you, there's a kerech of a speech also. Dibur has a power to do things. Shnei HaPosuk says, Achiv Ovad Habal, Ma'at, Yeyu Yavdu, not Miat, Yeyu Yavdeni Harbe. That Achav made the Baal a little bit, and Yeyu Yavdeni, he will worship them a lot. So the word they spoke, he spoke out like this, and he said upon himself. Now he's speaking to clients like this, Achav over Abal Mat, he only did a little bit, but Yeyu Yavdeni Harbe, he'll worship it a lot. But since he spoke out like this, that he will worship it, he gave himself like a klolov, he meant it for the good, as if to stop Klai Yisrael from worshipping it. But since he said that he's going to do a lot, that was a klolov that he eventually, like, he didn't really worship, just he did not stop Yeravim from worshipping. Rava Omar, Choysmoy Shel Ach Yashileni Rav Etor. Rava says, you know why Yehu made a mistake? Because in the Maisa before, he saw that even Ach Yashileni signed the constitution that whatever Yeravim says will accept. So if a tzaddik like him will accept it, for sure I have to accept it also. So that was his mistake. You see, the pasuk says, "V'shachato seitim hemiku v'animusa l'kula." Omer Reb Yechon, Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu, "Heim hemiku mishali." They are what deeper down than my own things mishali. Ani yamarti, I said, "Kol sheinu l'regel over b'yesei." By me, there's a mitzvah essay to be on the regal to come to Yerushalayim, to Gimur Golem. Hey, Momru, what did Yeravim say? Kol Oilu L'Regel, just the opposite. Whoever's going to go up to Oilu L'Regel, whoever will go up to Yerushalayim, Yedak Yevecherev, they'll be killed with the swords. That they went overboard. This was the Maisa with Yeravim. This is the way he made them worship of the Zorah, and the reason why was because of his Gasta Heruach, that he couldn't see it, that he would not be the king. So the only way to do it was to stop them from going through Shlayim. That's how he stopped them. Plus it says, Vayihi bo'esahi, v'yerovim yotzim Yerushalayim. Yerovim went out of Yerushalayim. Vayim tzoy sa'ach yashileni, ha'novi b'derech. The novi, ach met him. V'u meschase b'sal mechadosha. Yerovim was wearing a new clothing, a new suit. So what does that mean, the sal mechadosha? Well, the novi doesn't just say he was wearing a new suit. So Tona Mishum Reb Yosi Eisi Muzumenes Leperonius. That was the time to have punishment. Rashi says Shom Nechlok Malchus Yisrael. That's where the Malchus Yisrael divided. The Samach right after it says Vayika Chasas Salmo Vayikorim Lishnayim and Lishnei Masa Kroyim. But Eis it says what Deis Bukudasam Yoivdu. The time when Hashem will give us punishment. Tana Mishum Reb Yosi, Eis Mizumenes Leperonius. There are certain times that are set aside for punishment. And this was the time now by Yeravim. Says, Be'eis Rotzon Anisecha. There's also an Eis Rotzon. When Hashem desires us, then He'll listen to us. Tana Mishum Reb Yosi, Eis muzumenes l'tayva. There are certain times that are set aside for tayva that Hashem does good. Now the pasuk says, "V'yoyim pokti ufakarti alehem chatosim." The time when Hashem will pokad remember us and give us back punishment for the avarice we did. Tone mishur mebyesi. Eis muzumenes l'pronis. The pasuk means that there is a special time that Hashem sets aside to give us punishment. Says, "V'yhi bo'esahi." By Yerid Yehuda Miyesachiv, Yehuda went down from his brothers. So Tani, we learned here also Mishum Reb Yosi Eis Mezumenes for Pronis. This is also time Mezumen for Pronis. So he left his brothers. Rashi says She Tama Nischai V'Sreifa O Meisu Shnei Bana. The Tama was Chai Sreifa and the two children died. By Yelach Rechavon Shechem. So Rechavon went to Shechem. Because that's where Klaus wanted to make him for king. Tana Mishum Reb Yosi, Mokem Mizum L'Pronius B'Shchem. Shchem is a place that always punishment, bad things happen there. Ino as Dina B'Shchem. That's where Dina is nus with Shchem over there. Mokru Ochiv as Yosef B'Shchem. The brothers sold Yosef in Shchem. And Nechluku Malchus Beis David. And that's where Malchus here by Yerovam. That's where it was Nechluku in Shchem. Now the pasuk says, "The Yerovam Yotzim Yerushalayim." Yerovam went out, left Yerushalayim. Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Popo She Yotzim Mipiska She Yerushalayim. He left the vicinity of Yerushalayim, means he had nothing to do with Yerushalayim anymore. Rashi says, "Mechlolish Lelasabul." He had no intention of coming back anymore. Like he removed himself from Yerushalayim. Then it says, "Vayim tzoi soi achya sheleni hanavi b'derech v'hu meschasa b'simcha chadashi." He was wearing a new clothing. Ushneim levadam asada. They're both alone in the field. Now again, my b'simcha chadashi. What does it mean? Yerovam was wearing a new clothing. Omer Rav Nachman kesalma chadasha. Like it means like a new clothing. Ma salma chadasha. Ein boshum doifid. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no mistakes. It's a good. It's a new suit. After Rosai Shal Yerovim Lehoya Boshum Doifi, the terror of Yerovim, he was a god lador. He wasn't missing anything. There was no doif. Rashi says Gimgum. He wasn't mistaken. He had no doubts. He knew everything clearly. The Rach another pshat is Salma Chadosha Shechitshu Dvorim Shloishomu Oizem Yerlam. He was like a Mayin Amos Gabi Yerovim. He was at his times now being Mechadish, saying new Torah that nobody ever heard. Because Amisha Mayin Amos Gabir. Rashi says Shechitshu means Darshu Divrei Torah Ben Yerovim L'Yachya. He's saying great things. He was a god lador here. He was the best one in learning. Ushneim Levadim Asun. The pasuk says both of them, Yerovim and Achya, was alone in the field. Omer of Yehuda Marav Shekol Talmidei Chachomim Doimim Lefneim Keasvei Hasada. Every other Talmid Chacham alive then was like the grass in front of them. They couldn't come to them. Vika the Amri and some Vika the Amash are called Taimei Torah Megunon Lehem Kesada. All the secrets of the Torah, all the Tamim of the Torah, the hidden Tamim Torah were appealed, revealed to Yerovam, mamish like the open field. He was mamish a god lador in learning Torah. Yerovam was the greatest one in his door, and the reason why he went off the mercy before is only because of Gathi Ruach. Lachain it says Kitni Shaluchim. I'll give shaluchim, means I'll give a get, like I'll send them away. Al mereshes gas, the people that want to fight against gas. What the achsev liyasu l'malchi Yisrael. What does this mean? Omer Rabbi Chanina, ba papa. Yotza basla. Basla came out to Yomel and said to them. They said to Yerovam, like you're afraid now to fight against gas. You want to give them up. Is that right? Mishor against Aplishti. His double melech that killed Goliath for hoirish eschem gas. And he was the one that was able to conquer Gath. Gath was the one city that from times of Yeshua onwards, Klai Yisrael couldn't capture them. That was a very fortified city of the Plishti. And David HaMelech, he was the one that was able to capture them. So now, Kitnu Sheluchim Labonov, you want to send them away, like, let them have the freedom. But the Asa L'Yasa L'Malchi Yisrael, is that right, Yerovam? Something that David fought for, you should give up. Omer Rav Chinan Abba Papa. Whoever has enjoyment from this world, b'loy bracha, without thanking Hashem, kilu goyzel l'kadosh baruch hu. It's like you're stealing from Hashem. In other words, if we take something, we're like buying it. We take food, we're buying it. The way we pay back to Hashem is with a bracha. And also Knesset Yisrael, you're stealing from the Knesset Yisrael, because if you do not make a bracha, they'll be bad, they'll be peronious for Klal Yisrael. Shem the Pasuk says, goyzel ove v'imoy. Somebody steals from his father and mother. The Yerman, he says, in Poshaya, I'm not doing anything wrong. You should know such a person, Chavruhu liyish mashkes. He's a good friend of a mashkes, of a destroyer. Now, V'yein Aviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem says, Allahu Aviv HaKonecho. Therefore, you are stealing from your father, from Hashem. V'yein Ima Yel Knesset Yisrael. Ima means Knesset Yisrael. Shem says, Shema B'ni Musar Avicho V'yal Kitash Torah Simecho. Don't take away Torah Simecho. So that's Klal Yisrael. So by not making a bracha, you're stealing from both. My, what does it mean? Chavru Lishmashis. You become a friend to a destroyer. Chavru Lirovim Benavot. You become a friend. You're just like Yerovim Benavot. Shehishchis Yisrael Avim Shemashmayim. He destroyed the Jews from Akor, from Hashem. He instituted Avodah Zarah. Now it says, Vayidach Yerovim Benavot es Yisrael Meyachri Hashem. He took them away from Hashem. Vayachtiyam Chatol Gedoyla. He made a terrible sin by instituting Avodah Zarah. Omer Rabbi Chonon, Kishtei Maklois Hamatiza Zuazu, like two sticks that hit one another. That's the Machlekes sin, that's what he did to between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. He made a rift, he made them fight. He separated them. The Pasuk says, V'dei Zohav, and by in Devorim, there was enough gold. Omer Devei Rabbi Yanai, Omer Moshe Tuchnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Bishvil Kesev Zohav, Sheshpata Lehem LeYisrael, you gave the Jews so much gold and silver, Achiyom Rudai, so they're able to say we have enough. You can imagine how much they had. If they're able to say they have enough, you can imagine how much they had. So that's what happened. That's what Gorim Lem Lasois Lem LeHezov. That's what caused them to make the eagle. Like Moshe was trying to be Malamit Chus Na Klal Yisrael, why they made the Chet Eagle. Moshe, it's an example. Eina Rederis V'Noyim Mitakupa Shoteven. A lion is not happy, does not go into a kupa of straw. Elam it's a kupa shabasar, only with his good meat there. So the meat is what caused him to kill. Here also dissolved, the gold you gave is what caused him. Omareb Oishia, Ad Yerovam Pa Yisrael Yonke Meyegelecha. Up until Yerovam's time, Klal Yisrael only had one chet pegel. They only brought one eagle so far. But Mikan V'elech, after his times, Mishnayim Ushloisha Golem. They had now two and three Averis, because he instituted two more Egle Zohar. So he had one from the Egel, this man, the Dora Midbar, and then they had the new two by Yerovam. Omer Rav Yitzchak, Ein Lecho Kol Peronius U'Peronius Shebol Yerlom, Shein Bo Echod Mi Esrim V'Yabo, V'Hachro Litro Shel Egel Harishon. That every punishment we receive, 1/24th of it is to pay back for the chet eagle. It means we were never paid back completely because of the chet eagle. Shneimer says of v'yoyim poktiy v'karati aleichem chatosim. I'll always remember the chet of the eagle. Omer Rabbi Chanina le'yachar esrim v'yabor dayrois gonva posik zir. After nigva posik zir, if 24 dayrois came out this posik shneimer va'yikur biyoznei kol god aleimer korva pekudes here. After these things didn't return, my acha, what happened now? Like, what's something new? It says after these things, Yerovim still did not return, did not do tshuva. Omri Aviyaba, achar shetovsha Kodesh Baruch Hu Yerovim bebigdoi. Hakodesh Baruch Hu grabbed the whole Yerovim. In other words, first he was a gadol ador, he was a big tzaddik, but he had gasti ruach. He went off. He wanted to be the king, so he told Klal Yisrael to worship Avodah Zarah. So his first chusim still helped him a little bit, that Hashem now grabbed him and said, Yerovim, listen, V'yom aloi, chazor b'cho, return, do tshuva now. And if you do tshuva, I'll accept you. And Hashem even told him, Ani v'atol ben Yishai netayel b'gan Eden. You should know if you do tshuva now, Yerovim, if everything you did, I'll still accept you, and me, and you, and ben Yishai David will walk together in Gan Eden. That's what Hashem is telling Yerovim right now. Meredith. All my life, but Yerovim said back to Hashem, me, Barash, who's going to be the head? Who's going to be the leader here? If I'll be the leader, I'll do it.
If I'm not going to be the leader, I can't do it. Is Ben Yishai Barash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeravim, no, David HaMelech, he's going to be the leader. Is the Hachi said Leibina, if so, I can't. My Gassus HaRuach will not let me. Even though his Seichel, Nisam told him he should, but his Gassi Ruach, his haughtiness that he had, just didn't let him. Sometimes we're clawing so much to the Gassi Ruach, your Seichel doesn't win anymore. Your Gassi Ruach went over him. He said no to Hashem. Unbelievable, this mice. Everybody says, this is a famous story, but it says over. Unbelievable. What you could build up in yourself. To Hashem himself, he told him, no, I can't return. Ravu used to give drushes about our Mishnah, about the three kings that were not Zechel El Mabor. Is Cholish, he became sick. So Vice says he was afraid that maybe the Shemayim, the Malachim, are ganging up upon him. So Kibul Aleid LeDorish, he sat upon himself, let me play safe, and he stopped darshaning about the Ravu. He didn't want anything to happen to him. He was the Yitzpach, but then he came well.